Congressman Maker, will you say our prayer this morning? I could get it on my phone. I didn't think about that. Okay, committee, I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today is October 15th and the time is 10:02. Oh, that clock is 10 minutes fast. 10:02 a.m. Clerk, would you do our roll call, please?
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn? Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here. Okay, I believe actually Congresswoman Whitehorn might be walking in the back door. Okay, committee, the next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, would you say our prayer for us this morning? Good morning, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, ma'am. I walked to Coomber. Intati wakanta ankotapi majalita et niksha wajaji nikashi takede walapi kumbra wakanta wanake talikumbra uheka pingsha. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for another day you've given us, and we want to ask you to be here today in our midst as we conduct the business of our people, the Osage, your children, the Osage people, Lord. We want you to look after the families who are suffering loss and are grieving at this time. We have family members who have losses in their family, Lord, and give them comfort and take care of their needs, whatever they need, Lord, take care of that for them. And always, Lord, take care of our children, our elders, the service members, first responders. It's all the things we need, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory, and just again, be here with us today as we give us good judgment and give us the courage to do the right thing, Lord, for our people. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Okay, the next item on the agenda is your approval of minutes, and we have a set of minutes from October the 6th in our emails. If you would take a look at those, please. I believe it should be just one set. Yeah, it's just one set. Jordan, I think I'm going to go ahead and do the payable really quick. It's just the one. Okay. She's here. Okay. Glasses. Oh, that's fine.
Right in the camera lens.
Thank you. Thank you.
do it on my computer, but there's so much on the table that I'm like, I probably will just keep my notes in my lap and try to keep the table clear, so that'd be helpful.
Second speaker.
Yes, ma'am.
Move to approve the minutes dated October 6th as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any
yes.
Opposed, no. Thank you. The motion passes. Committee, we have one payable. It's sort of a little bit, I don't know, non-traditional. It's for our Adobe Acrobat Pro licenses for all 16 of them. They just need their annual renewals, and it's $285.48 per license. But with Adobe, because it's a subscription, there's no invoice, like annual invoice for the costs. So the Nation, the purchasing agent for the Nation, has reached out to us to let us know that our subscriptions are coming up for renewal and we need to approve the cost. And so we have an email thread dictating the cost for all 16 members. I just need a motion to approve a purchase request for 16 Adobe Acrobat Pro licenses. Let me get a total. I can figure that up really quick. The annual total for our licenses will be $4,567.67.
I'll move that request for a motion as you have presented it, but I do have discussion.
Sure.
So I'm curious.
Hold on. Is there a second?
Second.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm curious to know, do our members of Congress actually, I do use Adobe Pro, and I've heard other people say they don't like it, they don't use it. So is it a necessary program for everybody have to receive items that our clerks put out? Does everybody want it and use it? It's just a curious question.
Really. I know from a Mac standpoint, like if you're an Apple user and you're an Apple user like I am, if you don't have Adobe, your alternative is Preview, but you don't have the ability to build documents or sign documents or fill in blanks or use any of those features if you use Preview. I don't know what the Microsoft standard option is outside of Preview. I just know my Mac experiences. So the answer is yes, it would be necessary if you want to be able to open the documents and also be able to build your own. Like if all these resumes that I sent, you could, in theory, in Adobe, build your own document that's a booklet of all the resumes and have just one document to open rather than 16. So
correct. And that's it.
And that's what the pro licenses would do. And that would be across the board for our Microsoft and our Mac users. But I don't know what the Microsoft alternative is if you don't utilize it. Sometimes for myself, when I just want to print a bunch of stuff, I will open my documents in Preview instead and then just print all of them from there. But when I want to view them, I actually use Adobe for everything personally, because I can reference it in my email. And then when I open the document number, it opens it up in Adobe, because that's what I have as my primary document viewer in my computer. But I would say that the alternative conversation to that is that the licenses are for the positions. And so when we look at having Congress members change over every 2 years, that position still needs to be open to be able to utilize that license. Whether the person sitting in that seat at the moment does or does not is not the issue. It just needs to be available, I think, for the position. Because I think it's a mandatory subscription for our position, okay. In my opinion.
That was a question I had. Thank you.
Committee, any other discussion? Congressman Potts, do you have anything?
I use mine all the time, so.
Yeah. And I mean, I love it for some things and I don't for others. And I do utilize Preview sometimes if I just want to quick view something and print it without looking at it and reviewing it. But you can do all kinds of keyword searches, all kinds of cool stuff in it. So anyway, okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on the payable request? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, no. Seeing none, thank you, committee. Chair would entertain a motion to enter into executive session for, I forget what my title is.
Hold on. Purpose of conducting
Yeah, for the purpose of conducting interviews for our congressional budget manager position.
Personnel?
Yes, personnel issues.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you. I'll let the clerks work to put us in executive session, and we'll introduce ourselves to our first candidate.